Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 619 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Kyle, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. So check it out. If you're an entrepreneur doing whatever it takes to make it, you'll want some FreshBooks in your corner. You know, FreshBooks makes super simple cloud accounting software for small business owners that will save you tons of time and is a total joy to use, really. So with invoicing, for example, it creates and sends perfectly crafted invoices. It literally takes less than 30 seconds. Online payments, your clients can pay you online, which can really improve how quickly you get paid. And also mobile. And expenses. You can take pictures of receipts on your phone using FreshBooks mobile apps and make claiming your expenses a million times easier. So for your 30-day free trial, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, thank you so much. And here's today's question from Kyle.
Hey, Pat. My name is Kyle Prinsloo. I'm from studywebdevelopment.com. And my question is, I just want to find out, how do I determine how well my site is doing? Just to give you a bit of background, I launched my site around a month and a half ago, and I've got around 500 Facebook likes and 90 Instagram followers and 12 Twitter followers, along with around 15 email subscribers. And I'm approaching around 1,300 unique visitors. And my bounce rate is sitting at around 65%, and my average time on my site is just over 2 minutes. But my question is, again, how do I figure out or determine how well or how bad that is? Because to me, 65% bounce rate seems quite bad. I don't know if that's just me, but and again, on social media, perhaps a follow-up question is, I pretty much post exactly the same on all my social media channels, but how come my Twitter following is perhaps so bad? I'd really appreciate your feedback on this, and keep doing a great job. Keep it up. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. You've been up for about a month and a half, and it seems like you're doing okay. Just from my general experience and how I know that these things go, you know, it might seem like a slow start to some, but it also depends on how much time you're putting into it and what your goals are and what resources you're providing to it, and also kind of what is actually happening on the other end. Are you doing this for a specific reason, and are you actually getting any of that? And I say that because maybe it's just sharing a message, or maybe it's actually driving sales to something or getting clients. So you didn't mention any of that. So I don't know if that's what's happening. Maybe you're just in the audience building phase right now, which it might seem like it. It seems like it to me, at least. But when people ask me, well, how do I know if I'm doing well? I always ask, well, what are you trying to do? And so I ask you, Kyle, and everybody else out there, well, what is your goal? Is your goal to have a huge Twitter following? And if that's the goal, you're not doing so well at that, and then you'll have to make changes to make that happen. I would just, as a side note, recommend sharing your Twitter account on your Facebook page and maybe sharing some unique content on each of them to sort of cross-promote. Because if it's the same thing across all those pages, people are going to follow you where they want to follow you and not be compelled to go onto the other ones. And if you drive some of that Facebook traffic or Facebook followers onto your Twitter page, it's going to just give you more of a chance of getting even more people to, in a more viral aspect, follow you and do that. So if your goal, going back to your goals, is to get Twitter followers, then you're not doing so well. But if your goal is to get Facebook likes, well, then it seems like you're on the right path and you're doing well. 50 email subscribers. Again, email is very important, and that seems pretty good at the month and a half mark. But again, I don't know how much time or effort you're putting into this, and if it's just sort of more passive and you're just sort of casually or organically getting people to subscribe, that's not bad. But you might be able to drive up more than that by taking action and really focusing on that. So my question to you, Kyle, is, well, really, what is it that you're, what's your end game here? What is your goal eventually? Is it going to be to sell a course? Is it going to be to get clients? You need to know what it is that you're going for here so that you know what to do. And when you do that, then you know whether or not you're doing well or not. Because if your goal is to get more clients, for example, the way that you go about it and the way you find success is a little bit different. You would find success by, well, how many people can you interact with? And maybe those 12 Twitter followers, which might seem like not that much, maybe they're super engaged and maybe they can lead into client work, and that is going to help you, and that would mean that you're doing pretty well. Because if you imagine those 12 people, well, they're actual people who could potentially be customers if you found them in a way where you know that they're people who could benefit from your services. So this is a loaded question. You know, how do you know if your site's doing well? Now, in terms of some of those other metrics like time on site, 2 minutes, that's actually pretty good. Bounce rate, 65%, that's probably average really, but I would try and focus on working on getting that down if possible. But that all matters on, well, what happens when people come to your website? What can they do? What options are you giving them? Is it easy to do that? So again, like I said, loaded question, but I would say by far the number one thing you could do is determine, well, what is it that your goal is? What are you trying to do? Because then you would have things to measure, and that which is measured improves. And that was a quote yesterday from Carl Pearson, which I want to reiterate here because that's very, very important. So you're measuring stuff, but for what? So depending on what your goal is, you're going to have to, you can then change, well, what metrics mean something to you? So Kyle, that's the big question, and I hope you can answer that. So as you study web development, hopefully you could study internally what is it that you're looking to do and what your end goal is and by when you want that to happen. And once you measure those things, you can take the right action to improve on those elements that are going to help you and support that. So Kyle, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank, again, FreshBooks for their continuing support of the show to help pay for the production and all that great stuff that happens to make the show happen. So thank you so much. If you want to check them out for free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, thanks so much. I appreciate you. And to finish off this episode and the week, here's a quote by Seth Godin. And that quote is, "Our job is to connect to people, to interact with them in a way that leaves them better than we found them, more able to get where they like to go." It's all about that transformation, people. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.